Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sure should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Friday. I know some people are listening. It's going to start their weekend. And I'm so excited. I have a cup of coffee and I can't wait to chat with you. Anyway, today I want you to know, if you don't know who I am, which I'm looking in chat and there's not too many people that don't know who I am, but I am Bonnie Albers. I am the host and CEO of Bonnie Albers On Air. I have a website that I finally put up, well, actually with the help of others, and Lou knows that, and Kelly. The website is www.bonniealbersonair.com. There you can see what hours my show is, and sometimes I change them, but those are the hours I have rocking right now. And you'll hear, you can actually hear the radio, these shows from my website. I am looking to put a Ustream either on my website, or you can go to Ustream while you're listening to me and actually see me video a show. So I'm going to try to do that once a week, so you can you can see who you're interacting with. But I don't know, you got to get dressed up, put makeup on, and I love that. But at 9 o'clock in the morning, I still have my hair up. Anyway, I am dressed though. I also am a psychic spirit medium and an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant, so I know the law, and I also rock a counselor position. I am a life coach, and I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But again, I use my psychic spirit medium. That's what I love in this lifetime. So I use all my gifts together, and I hope I bring healing, help, and some messages and some words of happiness and joy to you. But I will tell you, we have such a lineup of guests next week. I will go through them just because it's Friday, and hopefully I will get them posted on Monday. I have had to do all of this, and I know that especially Brenda is not going to feel bad because she does it too, but I am trying to put up all these shows myself, and I'm not a good typer. I think 5 sentences ahead of how I talk, so sometimes that's why I'm having a problem with typing at this minute. I read what I say, and sometimes the messages are just not clear. Anyway, I do want to also remind you that I am a columnist now. I write Ask Bonnie for the Psychic Insight magazine. You can get it online, www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. It's a free magazine for all of you. And I can tell you, and I know Brenda's out there and Candy's out there, please get an article in there. Jerry, who's I think you all probably are starting to know him. He's on my show. He's coming. He was on Tuesday, and he'll be back this next Tuesday. He is a Reiki healer. He's a pet communicator. He uses tarot, numerology. He's psychic. He's intuitive. He rocks mediumship very well, and the messages that come and healing through him are fabulous. He's also a hypnotherapist. Works with past life therapy, and I love him. But he is the CEO of this magazine, and he's always looking for wonderful articles. And I love, Brenda, what you do with your numbers and names, or names and letters and what they mean. I think that would be a great article for this magazine. And Candy, of course, you rock the angels. Put in an article in there. Anyway, he's got a lot of people that want to write for him because he's really professional. His magazine is beautiful. So check it out, please. And I'm on the first page! Yes! So, and I would, even if I was on the last page, and he knows this, I would still be promoting this magazine. It's ethical. It's good. He has he interviews somebody, a medium, each issue, so you'll get to know some of the mediums, that maybe you don't know from the UK, Australia, Ireland, everywhere here, and he is just a fabulous reader and person. Anyway, next week, I hate that word anyway, and I don't know why I keep using it. Must be somebody I'm channeling. Anyway, no, I'm only kidding. On Tuesday, we've got Jerry, and it's Jerry Humphreys. You can go to his website. It's Sense of Knowing, www.senseofknowing.com. Please, or .com.uk. If you don't get it, look him up. You can Google him. He is fabulous. He was here on Tuesday, and we had a full house. So please get in early. I'd like the people who hadn't gotten a reading from him yet to jump on. And if you have, please feel free to jump on also. I can't offer him enough. He's just a fabulous guy. He also does his private reading, so you can get a hold of him. As well as me, I do private readings, I do private counseling, and again, you can go through my web page that I just told you. And I know Candy's going to put it up in chat for you. Wednesday, we have Ron Cole, and I'm bringing this new guy in. Oh, gosh! Wait till you get a hold of this guy. His name is Grant Collier. He's a medium in the UK. He's done television, radio. He's famous over there. He's been doing this since he's 5. But what's really cool is he does paranormal investigations too. And he has done famous people. He's the medium to the group One Direction. He has done work with them. He's done work with Simon Cowell. So this guy is, the one thing I love about him, he just did a 2-hour reading for me, just because we were talking and we exchanged some energies. I didn't even know he was going to give me this reading, but he brought through my husband's best friend who died, who we happened to bury out the backyard, you know, ashes. So not my backyard, but out at the beach. And he's amazing. So what's cool about him is that he channels the old music singers. So he sings Frank Sinatra. He sings Cary Grant. If Cary Grant sang, I can't remember who he sang. He does Neil Diamond, who's still alive. But he channels Elvis. And wait till you hear him. He sounds exactly like them, with a kind of British accent at the end. So I am bringing him to you as a teaser on Wednesday so he can tell you about his life. And he is then coming back in March for 2 hours. So get in early on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have, of course, our mom and daughter duo that in March will be going to Wednesdays at 2. But it's Brenda Brand and Annabelle Miller. You know our mother-daughter duo. They psychic everything. And then, back by popular demand, is our psychic surgeon. I tell you that Candy can attest to what he does. He's got testimonials on his website. So you can go to peterlangdon.com or peterlangdonpsychicsurgeon.com. You can Google him. And he has had some phenomenal, I'm talking phenomenal results. This is not in lieu of going to a doctor. This is after. Also, Grant Collier, you can look him up too. I think it's grantcolliermedium.com. So please Google and look at who's coming. It'll give you a better knowing and a better sense of what you're going to find out. So I'm so excited that somebody said, because I'm always looking to go somewhere else, like a big, big radio station. And I know I think our show is fabulous, but somebody reminded me it's the journey getting there. And I have had such a fabulous journey. I meet so many nice people, so many people who are willing to help, wanting to get in and talk to you, that I'm just happy and always thrilled that I can bring you such people and talent, as well as we know we're all talented. So I just want you to meet and see what's out there and get a little taste of what goes on in different countries. And I am happy that they want to be on the show. So I have to thank all my listeners, callers, and all my guests, because it's just amazing to me what I can bring to the show for everybody included. Now, after that is Friday, and you rock me. Now, I've got to tell you, everyone, I am going on vacation the 4th to the 9th, maybe a little longer, and I am going to put on pre-recorded shows. I am going to try to put on pre-recorded shows. If I can get to the internet while I'm gone, I will put up a live show. But for the first 2 days, I'm going to put on shows that have already been pre-recorded. So if you've missed one of the shows, please tune in. I really love that I can do this, because then I feel like I am still on the air talking to you. So today, I've been hit by spirit to bring you the chakras. And I am on the last two. It's so funny because I don't even think about them. And then all of a sudden, I mean, about 2 weeks ago, Spirit said, you will be going over the chakras. And they brought me which ones to bring in. So we are on the last two chakras today. So I just want to talk briefly about them. If Spirit lets me talk briefly, because you know brief is not part of my vocabulary. But I want to say good morning to everybody. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for having coffee with me. And otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. So, which is okay because I do that, but it's so much better when I have company. And I love the company that I see and I have. I'm going to go over the 7 chakras very quickly, but I'm not going to spend any time on them. We're working on the last two. And then Spirit made me look up the colors, the angels. So the last two are so cool because they're your spiritual center. And we'll get to that in just a minute. And then I had somebody this week that really wanted to know how to clear their chakras, and we're going to go into that also. I have Candy putting up in chat this great, it's an MP3 or from YouTube, how to listen if you like meditating to clear your chakras. And I'm going to go on a little bit about that afterwards, because each note, and this is what Spirit made me do this morning, each note attunes to each chakra. And so music is so important, and you can clear your chakras through music. So if you're not one that wants to visualize or work on your chakras, listening to certain notes will help clear those chakras. And Candy has put up in chat one of the YouTube chakra clearing, cleansing channels, or whatever you call them on YouTube. Anyway, we all know the root chakra is red. The sacral chakra is orange. The root chakra represents foundation and feelings of being grounded. It's located in the base of the spine, the tailbone area. And its emotional issues are survival issues such as finance, independence, money, and food. We all can relate to that, but we've done it. The sacral chakra is the orange chakra. It's connected. It's our connection and ability to accept others and new experiences. Its location is lower abdomen, about 2 inches below the navel and 2 inches in. It deals with sense of abundance, well-being, pleasure, and sexuality. And we all rock that Kundalini energy right from there. Actually, it goes to the root chakra too, all through your chakras. But that's where your sexual energy is. So if you're low on that libido area, it's the sacral chakra. You wanna spice up. The solar plexus chakra is the third chakra. It's our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. This is a real heavy duty one for me, because I work with psychology also, but psychic ability. This is where we get our gut instinct, our gnawing in our gut when we know something's wrong, our elation when we know something's right. It's located in the upper abdomen. It's our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. And in control to me means both lives, our spirit and our soul and our human life. So that's why I love that we get our gut instinct from right in here. Its emotional issues are self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. You know, those are the main issues for everybody when they're wobbly and need some guidance. So work on that third solar plexus chakra. It rocks the color yellow, and I love yellow. So to me, even as a kid, my room was yellow, green, and orange. So just think, the orange chakra is the sacral, the yellow is the solar plexus, and the green is the heart. So that's what we're getting into next. The fourth chakra is our ability to love. It is green. I kind of look at it as a watermelon stone, because I like red associated with heart since I'm an earth. So red turns into green in that watermelon stone. I see it both ways. It's located in our chest above our heart. Its emotional issues are love, joy, and inner peace. Who doesn't want that, girlfriend and guy friends? And it is just a wonderful chakra. That's where we love. Get that color green, surround it by pink and red, which is that watermelon chakra, and just open it up to life. Our fifth chakra, which is where I ended, I think, last week, is our throat chakra. It rocks the color blue. Blue, beautiful blue, light blue. And it's not your indigo or dark blue, it's your light blue. Its emotional issues are communication, self-expression of feelings, and the truth. So if you have a problem in communicating, if you can't get your thoughts across, this is the chakra you have to work on. And I'm going to tell you that it's one a lot of people who hold things in, can't communicate well to partners, and everything and anything that comes from communication. So I love this chakra because, of course, I talk all the time. So I don't think my chakra in that throat is closed at all. Now I'm going to go to the sixth and seventh chakra. But I also want to tell you, Spirit made me pull for you the notes. and the angels that are associated with these colors and who we need to rock when we have some issues with them. So the sixth chakra is our ability to focus on and see the bigger picture. This is our third eye. This is located between the eyes. It's also called the brow chakra. I hate that name, the brow chakra, because if you have a third brow in the middle of your face, you better be going to the aesthetician and getting it tarred off. But I love the third eye chakra, because just think, if we had three eyes, we'd see better, and gosh, what glasses we wouldn't need. Anyway, it is above in the forehead. It's between the eyes. It is a beautiful, beautiful indigo color. It is gorgeous. It's the color of a blue, dark blue indigo. And it's revolving around the emotional issues revolving around it are intuition, imagination, wisdom, ability to think and make decisions. I love that third eye. I rock it all the time, as I know all you do. It's where we actually know. We are actually thinking and really getting our answers. And that leads into our crown chakra, which rocks the color purple. Whoa, I love purple. That was my wedding color, even though yellow is my favorite, but I always rocked the color purple, and now I know why. It's the crown chakra. It's the highest chakra of the seven that represents our ability to be fully connected to spirituality. I love spirit. And I know everybody out there does too. If they're listening to me and I can see you, I know you rock spirit just like I do. So this is the coolest thing. It's where spirit comes right on in. It's located in the very top of your head. Its emotional issues are inner and outer beauty, our connection to spirituality and pure bliss. When you're connected to spirit, nothing like it. It is pure bliss. And I know that when you are connected, you are really connected in both worlds right at this point, because you do have a human body. It is more about healing, bringing in spirit, knowing, and using and having spirituality just come right through your head, which is where it comes first. So I am going to go through, because they made me pull this, your chakra sound notes. Now, I don't know that anybody's musical out there, but I know a lot of people listen to music, and they don't even realize they're listening, because music is notes. So when you listen, if you prefer to listen to music than actually meditate, you can meditate listening to a clearing chakra music. And I'm just going to go real quickly over this, but the crown chakra rocks the note B, because I don't have anything to play for you, but if you go into the chakra cleansing and healing YouTube video that Candy put up, you will hear the notes for each chakra. A is your chakra for your third eye. So B is associated with the crown chakra located at the top of the head. The color of this chakra is violet. Issues are relating to understanding. So any disharmony you have when you listen to this music, it helps clear those chakras. I'm not going to read it to you. You can actually go online and find this these notes. But I'm just going to go through. B is for your crown chakra. You know where that's located, the top of your head. A is for your third eye chakra. The note G actually is for your throat chakra. F is for your heart chakra. E is for your solar plexus. D is for your sacral chakra. And C is where your chakra of your root is. You can listen to these notes if you're a musician. If you just, the reason they're bringing me this is because there are crystal bowl healers. I'd love to get one on, but the crystal bowls all relate to these notes. And a lot of people own all eight of them and more. And some of them just love to own one, which a lot of times is the F one that is the heart chakra, because they all run into each other. So if you're a crystal bowl healer or you know about crystal bowls, these are the notes that correlate with your chakras. Now I'm going to get to the archangels. I am not going to go through all of them because they all rock different colors and different chakras. But the three I am going to go over with are the ones that I'm bringing in right now, the third eye chakra and your crown chakra. What I love about the third eye chakra is Michael. Michael, he's all of our dudes. He fights for us. He protects us. You call him in when you need him. The name Michael means he who is like God, or he who looks like God. I love that. And Archangel Michael is a leader among archangels. He's in charge of the order of angels, known as the virtues, and he oversees the light workers, life purpose. So all of us, he oversees all of us light workers, and we all can call him in anytime. He can be called on to fix electrical and mechanical devices, but he also screws with them too when he wants to get your attention, and guides and directs who will feel lost or stuck with respect to their life's purpose or career path. So if you don't know what you're doing, if you've got an issue of if you're on the right path, if you're following your heart's and your life's desire here in this incarnation, call on Michael. He will help you. You can call on Michael whenever you are afraid of or vulnerable. He will come immediately. He gives courage and protects you from anyone who might have intended to harm you. He protects. He's a protective angel. He's got a huge sword, and he fights for all of us. He is a fiery energy, and his presence is enough to make you sweat. I love Michael. Then I like to sweat. His aura is royal purple. And when he's nearby, you may see bright blue or purple sparks of light. The gemstone is sugilite, S-U-G-I-L-I-T-E, is aligned with Archangel Michael's energy. And if you wear sugilite, you might find yourself channeling profound and loving messages from Michael. I always see Michael as your crown chakra. I think he goes into the indigo blue too. I think all the angels bleed together like that. So I also love amethyst for Michael, but that's a little light for him. So get sugilite and amethyst. I love those to help with your crown chakra. The next angel, archangel that I'd like to bring in is Raziel. His name means secret of God. This is why I'm bringing him in here today. He rocks all the rainbow colors, so all seven chakras. And that's what I mean about archangels. They're not just for one thing. They'll all come to you, but they have certain affections and aficionados for things that you want. And if we call the right one in, although you can never call the wrong one in, they're all there to help you. You can actually see results very quickly. So Raziel's name means secret of God because he works so closely with the Creator that he knows all of the secrets of the universe and how it operates. He is also known as the Wizard Angel. Oh, I love Raziel. I haven't even seen him. And can help you understand esoteric, material, manifestation principles, sacred geometry, quantum physics, and other high-level information. Well, you know what? That's probably why I can't do physics, because I hadn't called Raziel. He can also help with alchemy, clairvoyance, divine magic, and psychic abilities. I love this guy. His aura holds all the colors of the rainbow like a beautiful prism of light, and he loves clear quartz. Also includes every color of the rainbow is the gemstone you use to work with Raziel. I love clear quartz. I always have. I've got clear quartz all over the house. I just love that now I understand that it's associated with Raziel. The next one Spirit wanted me to give you was Michael. Oh, I gave you Michael. There's one other one that he wants me to bring in, and this is Zadkiel. Name means righteous of God. And the reason that I have to bring that in is because of the color that he rocks. He rocks lapis, which is that dark indigo blue. Zadkiel's name means righteous of God, and his aura is a deep indigo blue. Ah, who didn't know that? That is your fifth chakra, your sixth chakra. Sorry, your sixth chakra, your third eye. Righteousness of God, and his aura is a deep indigo blue. He is the archangel of mercy and benevolence, and can also help you go let go of judgment and unforgiveness. So when you need to forgive somebody, when you are judging people, call in Zadkiel to help you understand and be more compassionate. He works with Archangel Michael to replace negative energies with faith and compassion. He also helps with finding lost objects, memory enhancement. Everyone needs Zadkiel. And studying. Wearing the semi-precious stone lapis lazuli helps you feel a closer connection to Zadkiel. So I brought these because they were purple and indigo blue. There are very many stones that you can also rock that'll rock these angels closer to you and your chakras. Also, if you are going to clear your chakras, I'm going to tell you how I clear mine. I'm going to be more conscious of doing it, but because I am not that conscious of doing it till all, maybe that's why Spirit made me bring this all to you, but I do a rainbow shower, so that's why I love that that archangel that rocked the rainbow, because that's what I use to clear my chakras, and that's Raziel. I go into the shower, just look at your water. It's clear white, but as you know, with a clear crystal quartz stone, it holds all prism of color. So look at your shower, let the water go in front in through the crown chakra, and just imagine all the colors of the rainbow washing over you. You know you have all the colors right there, the seven colors. Think of it as pouring over you, pouring down your body, and then all negative energy flows out the spigot. I do this for a few minutes. I visualize it, and then I have attuned my chakras. If you need more attuning or that's not helping you, go into the CD of the chakras clearing, or you heard Annabelle, she takes her pendulum and goes through her body and sees what chakra is off. And then she puts a clear crystal on till it's corrected. But chakras are important. They align your body, soul, and mind. So now that I've gone through the chakras, oh my goodness, I'm going to hear from Spirit. Because next I want to do past lives, and I want to bring that to you because I love past lives. It's all about hypnotherapy, why you're here, what your karmic debt or karmic pay or karmic put it forward is, and I love this. There are some people who just love coming to Earth. They've already rocked their karma. There's some people who this is the last incarnation that they're going to have, and you can usually tell who it is. They're usually wise beyond their years. They know more than what they should, and they will let you know that they feel their karma is just here to create a harmony, increase the energy of the earth, but that this is the last incarnation. They don't have to come back. I hear that from so many teachers, so many spiritual teachers that have been here around and around healing all of us, and now their souls don't need to come and reincarnate to Earth again. So I do hear that from a lot of spiritual teachers. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed our conversation on chakras. I'll take any question you have. It's coming from Spirit. But I am now going to, unless you've got anything in chat, I'm going to go to the callers. And then, Candy, if there's anybody in chat that wants to ask me a question, I'll look in chat in a few minutes. 951, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It was so enlightening.
Oh, I'm so happy. Because you know what? I got to tell you. First, can I ask your name?
Yes, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. You know, what's really crazy, I asked Spirit before I come on what they want me to talk about. And about a week and a half ago, I think I went into this, they told me chakras, chakras, chakras. And I'm like, chakras? What are you talking about? And they brought me everything about chakras that I needed to bring you. So I'm hoping it helps someone here.
I think it's because it really touched on, I asked you last week regarding a gentleman about actually if we were going to end up going out or doing something, and it was great, but I didn't realize that he's kind of embroiled in this, his family, kind of criminal class. So I'm just hoping he's all right. Not necessarily contact me for romantic purposes, but I just want to know if he's all right.
Okay, well, I'm feeling hooks in there. So let me go through what we need. First of all, I've got to tell you, and I love you, Rose, but if you listen to what I usually project is, when Spirit brings me messages, I don't remember them. So you're going to have to refresh my memory, but I think they're showing me pictures of coming back to what you're doing. But let me ask you a question. That's vague for me. He's involved in a legal issue. Is that what you're telling me?
No, the thing was that we did end up going out. I thought he didn't contact me all week, and you had said he would contact me and I would end up asking him out.
Uh-huh.
And so I did. We did go out. We had a great time. And then he said he'd call me because he was in the out of town. Well, it turns out that I'm a single parent. I have a child. So my son ends up calling the number. And what ended up happening was that I got text messages that were pretty scary regarding me not contacting, and then that person doesn't live there, and da-da-da. And then he contacts me saying that he told me not to contact him in any numbers, and I was like, what is going on? And he's like, kind of admitting that, you know, he, for some reason, he is involved in some kind of issue. I'm not sure if it's, I don't know what it is, but I was just worried, is he all right, or...
Well, I feel like there's some that you've got a hook right in him, and when I mean a hook, and I hate using that expression, but it's a cord, because you are emotionally attached to wanting him to call you back. I think you like him, and I feel like I'm feeling him now because energies change, but I feel like he's got a secret life. And I don't mean secret, it sounds like an espionage thing, but you don't know everything about him, and you know that. And you're finding out that right now. I think that, let me ask Spirit, he will contact you, but I am going to tell you, they're telling me that you need to move on. So either he's involved, he's either involved with somebody, has a family, or he isn't telling you something that a vital part of the information you'll need, and you will be the one that will be emotionally hurt. And I hate to say that because I don't like bringing, you know, news that is not happy. But I can tell you this, that Spirit wants you to move on. You will hear from him, but it won't be right away. And I feel like he is thinking about you, but that's not good enough for what you want. What are you doing to move? What are you doing to forward yourself in dating?
that's the thing. I haven't very much considering like real dating. No, I haven't had anybody that I've been dating, or it's just been very it's been very sporadical. And I just want.
Do you know why?
I think it's because I like what you were saying about aligning my chakras and my intuition and trusting my instinct. I think that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, listen, besides that, because I'm going to tell you what you need, because you know I'm a busybody and I tell everybody everything. So, I have to. I mean, that's me. That's why I put the show on, because I was telling everybody what to do, and finally somebody said, Bonnie, just get on the radio. This is about a year and a half ago, and tell everybody what to do. So, no, I'm only kidding. But I do have to tell you, your chakras do need to be aligned, because really, what chakra you really need to have aligned is the solar plexus chakra, about how you feel self-worth. And the reason is, I feel like you don't think, like you're afraid to, I feel like if you put your toe out there, you pull it back. If you put your toe out there, you pull it back. And really, you've got the power, girlfriend. You've got the power to get what you want and to be happy, but you have to know how to go out and get that. And I believe chakra healing will help, but I also believe that you need to put yourself out there. I'm going to tell you this. You can't find anybody unless you want to be found, and that isn't doing nothing. And I tell this to my daughter, who doesn't listen to me, but because she's young, and one day maybe she will. But when you put yourself out there, it changes the energy about you. Okay, you learn actually how to date again. and you learn how to date as a friend before you actually make anybody your romantic partner. And that's what I love about going out and doing online dating or any type of online or any type of group, you know, dating. You can join a group. And the reason is you don't have to like everybody, but you get the choice of who you want to get to know better. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So is Spirit telling me I need to start dating again? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, what they're telling me is that you need to stop pulling your foot out of the pond, okay? Which means that they're showing me this vision, and I don't know why they're showing it to me, but it's like your foot is going in the water and pull back, and then going at like your little big toe and then pull back. So I think, and I feel like the aura around you is that you're insecure. You don't know what's out there, and you don't know what can hurt you and what can't. You also don't know if what you want wants you, if you get my point. And I think you need to be a little more accepting, one, of yourself. Laugh at yourself, you know, laugh at it. I mean, so if you had four dates, and how I tell you to date is interesting, because I don't want you to go out for dinner. I don't want you to go out for a drink. What I want you to do is go, and if you hear me talk about this, you go out for coffee or tea or a snack at some place like, and I don't like giving names, but I am going to give it, Starbucks, Barney's, a Coffee Bean, and Gorilla Coffee in New York, anywhere there's a lot of people, and it's more like, hey, you're meeting for coffee. You can sit for half an hour, 45 minutes for $2 for a cup of coffee. You don't know him anything. He doesn't know you anything. And the great thing about that is there you're not obligated to stand there. Everybody goes to Starbucks, Gorilla Coffee for friendship after work. So nobody knows if you're with that person as a date or with him or her as a friend. Do you see what I'm saying? You got to get out there. They're showing me. The more you stay separated, the more you're going to wonder and the more you're not going to want to get in the game.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now listen, I got to tell you, make sure when you're putting up your profile or profiles, because you should be on several of them, that you really are honest. Okay, because not everybody is, and you'll find that out. And make sure when you're picking somebody, don't accept, you know, if you don't like somebody who writes you and you don't like how they sound, just politely, you know, decline. But I have to tell you, and this is what they're saying to me, is you need to get out there, meaning it doesn't matter whether it works or it doesn't. Look at each person you're going to meet as a friend, a new potential friend. And they're also saying something else to me. So let me just hear this for a minute. They really want you to get out and hone in on some of your social skills. So I believe that you've been sheltered a lot, and especially because you have a child. But you've got to get out there, because they're saying to me you are like a diamond in the rough. That you're beautiful, you're smart, you're intelligent. You like company, but you're a little introspective, and they want you to get out in the world. So, you know, the world is your oyster, is what they're telling me. Don't leave it behind because you're afraid, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it did. Thank you very, very much. I think I really needed to hear it, and I'll definitely listen back about the chakras and see what I can.
Yeah, I actually do, because I think I've had several weeks where I've taken two or three chakras. So every Monday and Friday, if you just listen to those shows. And if you ever do have a question about chakras, like if you have a chakra and you're not sure what that chakra relates to, call me. I'm going to tell you. I love the chakras because they're easy. There are more than seven, but these are the seven main chakras that run your life and what they attach themselves to. So do some research, girlfriend, because you need to work. I'm going to tell you which ones you really, that they're showing me that you need to work with. You need to work with your third solar plexus chakra. It's emotional issues or self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. It also is the one with the intuition that I was telling you about. The color it rocks is yellow. I can't wear yellow, so I just don't. But I love yellow because the sun is yellow. But you can get a yellow crystal and actually keep it with you and see how that works for you. But that's, and let me see what else they're showing me. What's really weird is the other chakra they'd like you to work on is your, and this is crazy, it's your throat chakra, the ability to communicate, self-expression of feelings and the truth. So I don't know, and that's only to you that I'm that would be, but I feel like your self-expression, they're showing me your self-expression is a little cloudy. So get maybe, and that is the throat chakra, which I love, is light blue. So, yeah, tune your chakras. Look at some crystals and what colors they resonate if you like crystals. I don't have a whole lot of crystals, and I don't know a whole lot about crystals because there's so many of them. But I know I love the clear quartz because it rocks all the prism colors. So,
okay.
Have a fabulous day.
Well, thank you. I will.
Have a great day, and please listen, because we love when you listen.
Yeah, I'll listen in. I do have to get going, because I live in California.
Yes,
but,
I have to
be here.
Yeah, we have
but
to
But I
do
will
it.
Listen back.
Oh, wonderful. Have a great day, and let us know how it works for you.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Bye. Right, bye-bye. Okay, I love that because I think everybody gets when I answer calls, and I love that I think everybody understands and can relate. I do believe in synchronicity, so I know that there are other people out there that have the same issues, need to rock the same chakras. That's why I spend so much time on that. So 402, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? It's cool. Hi. I'm Bonnie calling.
Hi.
My sister, okay, well, since it's nobody on Blog Talk knows my family, really, like, it's a little secret. My sister just called me up and told me that she's going to have a baby. She's, like, just got a little 5-week pregnancy. She just found out. She didn't even tell my dad yet. And I was wondering, what is Spirit telling you about this little baby that's coming into the family?
For some reason, they're saying your sister didn't know. Did she not know she was pregnant? Okay.
She just found out.
Yeah. And what's funny is they're bringing up it's a girl. So
that's what I said.
Yeah. So I feel like that this baby is coming in, they're saying, to heal. Maybe heal your sister?
And their mom.
Yeah.
We're half sisters. And she lives with she still is really in close area to her mom, so I think that it's probably good to bring in the little baby bundle of joy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm from the old school. Even though I'm only 17, I would love to see it. I don't think. I think that she's really shocked that she was pregnant, but really happy. But I will tell you that this is going to be her raising this child with your mom, and I think that it'll be a lot of female energy. Do you know what I mean? So,
well, the man she's having the baby with is with her now.
Uh-huh.
So I think there's going to be definitely a lot of female energy, but I know that he's a good dad too. I mean, he apparently has another kid, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I feel like this is a joyous occasion, but I still feel that this is going to have a lot more female energy with female, you know, I think that it is a matriarchal child. So even as much as a daddy loves that child is going to be very matriarchal, meaning that she's there for the mother and probably to heal something in her life that she needs healing from. So I think
I agree.
A fabulous opportunity. I think if there's any people in your family that don't speak or aren't that close, I think that this baby might actually bring some healing to all of you. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what they're telling me, that from far and near, this baby will heal. So that's the words that they're using.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. That's
yeah.
a really beautiful reading. Thank you. I'm loving the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Koo. I appreciate it. And listen, tell your sister good luck for us. And please let us know when you know the sex of the baby. Not the
right? I felt that it was a girl. I'm like, I'm going to bet you it's a girl.
Yeah,
but I'm normally wrong, so I don't know.
Well, I got to tell
but
you.
But now you're saying girl, so I might be right.
Hey, you have great intuition, and you have really good tuition. So don't say that. But, you know, we have a 50-50 chance, but I'm hearing it's a girl. So, and they're showing me pink, pink, pink. But I do have to tell you, this is interesting, and then I'll let you go. But, you know, in animals, when some of this pet psychics see animals, they see them reversed. For some reason. So girls are boys and boys are girls. And if they don't remember that, and I don't know why, one of my pet healers told me that a lot of times they come in with certain energies and it's not always the sex they come in with. So, which is really funny. So I always say, well, hello, my goodness, they're showing me it's a girl. I hope I'm not reading it's a boy. But no, I see a big, there's a big happy in white and pink. It's a girl. So please let us know the minute she does.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to ask, let me look, from Lexi in chat. She has a love question. When will be in a relationship, and is anybody coming her way? Lexi. See, I love you, and I do see you in chat. Let me just ask Spirit. The really weird thing, Lexi, is this is what they're saying. They're saying there's many that would come forward, but that you're not really looking the right way. So I don't know what that means, and I don't know if that's something that you understand, but let me ask when they see you in a relationship. They're showing me the number 3/6. So that either means 3 to 6 months, 3 to 6 weeks. I have this feeling it's 3 to 6 months, but what I'm going to ask you, and Spirit is saying there's many around you, you're just not looking the right way. That to me tends for me to think that you have a lot of contacts, but you don't think of them as maybe boyfriends or potential, you know, relationships. So you need to start looking around. But, you know, and I love synchronicity. In order to, you know, get out there and in order for you to pick who's the best for you, you've got to be out there. Now, if you are out there and you are on some dating services and you are picking and choosing who you want, then I would ask you to widen your area of looking, meaning that don't tick so many boxes off. And I feel the same way about people around you. You look at people around you, but you're focused on one thing. You like one type, and you don't look, and maybe it's subconscious, to other types. And I'm going to ask you to open your surroundings up a little bit. And if you're not on internet dating or any type of club dating, then what I am going to ask you to do is put yourself out there again. Just like the caller before Ku'u, you need to get out there in order to be able to understand the new type of dating, how to meet people. I have had so many people meet through online dating that have much more lasting. I didn't. So, I got married a very long time ago. We didn't even have social dating, I don't think. But I've met a lot of people and clients who have. They're married 20, 30, 15, 10 years. And they seem to be able to know each other deeper quickly. And so what I'm going to say to you, Lexi, as if you're not going to look around, because they keep saying there's many around you. And that might mean you are on online dating. So let me see. Lexi is not a men around. Not on a service. Okay, we'll try. All right, Lexi. So now I see where you're coming from. I don't know. They keep saying there's many around you. So that might mean that when you get on your online dating service, there's many that'll pop up very quickly. Make sure that when you do write your front page that you are honest, that you put up a picture every 3 months, change the picture, because I can tell you, for many people who have had not such great experiences, is they find a picture they like and it doesn't look like them. So I choose to think that if you're honest and ask Spirit to bring you the people that will mesh with you the best, you can go through and actually pick and choose. Just be careful, because one look doesn't mean, here's a good example I'm going to give you, but yes, go on to online dating, Lexi. There's many men, because they keep showing me many men around you. You're just not looking. So that maybe means that you have to get on a site, you have to get somewhere where there are going to be many men so that you can look. Be careful about ticking off too many boxes and closing yourself off to people that you normally wouldn't see. And I'm going to give you an example of my cousin, who would probably shoot me if she knew this, as she's married now 15 or 20 years to this guy. But it was her third husband. She's a nurse. He got on. The first four were ridiculous, she said. She just laughed, and you've got to go in with a good attitude because you're the one picking them. And you heard how to date, you know, about coffee. And if she had listened to me back then, she probably wouldn't have been in the situation of the four ones that didn't go so well. But the fifth one was this guy who she's married to, and he's a dentist. He said on their first date, and I was there, maybe a second date, he said, "I would have never picked you. I always liked thin blondes." And at the time, Sherry, my cousin, was a short, fat brunette. He said, "But something about what you said just got me." So why I'm telling you this is, don't, and now my cousin is thin, she'll never be blonde, but she lost weight, and they are happily ever married for about 15 years. So what I'm saying about the ticking the boxes off, don't put too much stock. If, let's say, you like blonde hair than brown hair, if somebody isn't exactly the build you want, but that all can be changed. The only thing that can't be changed are the core values and the personality of somebody. So I hope that has helped you out. And Lexi, I see you in chat. I love you. Let me know if you need any more tips. Again, please don't date unless you're going to just date for the first times. And coffee houses, I really, really suggest this, not just to you, but anybody. It works out much better that way. You can say goodbye. You might have to kiss a lot of toads before you get your prince. And don't kiss them either, but no, I'm kidding. You can kiss a lot of toads before you find your prince, but you know, being stuck in a bar or a restaurant and having to make conversation and being uptight is not a good thing. It doesn't start off well. It doesn't end well. So for me, I love the coffee thing. Go in as friends and just know, if it doesn't work out, that you're learning how to socially date. So that's why I tell people, if they haven't been dating, if they haven't been seeing anybody for a longer period of time, this kind of gets your training wheels back on. So good luck. And if you, let me see, did you put not on a service? Okay. Looking. Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. I really, really, really love hearing this, Lexi, because when you're open, the universe opens up to you. I have a minute and 49 seconds, but if you need any more advice or you want to Monday, give me a call and let me know how it goes. Your profile. The other thing I'm going to tell you is, don't put "I don't want," because that starts with negative. So let's say you don't want a drinker or you don't want somebody who's a couch potato. What you would say is, I'm a very healthy eater. I go to the gym and I love working on my mind, body, and spirit. Well, you're not going to have too many people who are couch potatoes. They're going to not want you either. Or too many people who are drinking, because they know that you're not going to be compatible with them. So that was a nice way. And I'm not saying that that's what you have to put, but always use positive speak when, even if you're not looking for certain things. You put, "I love romantic nights. I love Italian food. I like taking long walks on the beach after work." That will mean that you want somebody who has a job also. So just let me know how it goes and if you need any more advice. I love everyone. Have a great weekend. We're wrapping it up, and I'll see you back here Monday for an action-packed week. Again, you're with Bonnie Albers on Air, www.bonniealbersonair.com. I do have private sessions. I do readings and counseling. My all my email and everywhere to get in touch with me is on my webpage, and I am putting PayPal on this week. So I'm just waiting for that button to get on. And everybody have a happy, safe, fun, and enjoyable weekend. And I'll see you to rock and roll with happiness back here on Monday. Thank you. Bye, everyone.